city with the finest sounds around.
Amazing piece of music. Marshall Hayne from the album Free Ride, and that's called Dancing in the City. And if you're dancing in this tonight,
I'm not just sitting in the red box, somewhere in Wall Street for a
good bit of rock music. So if you're going along there, maybe I'll see you. Hope so anyway. And talking of dancing in the city, what's happening in the city this forthcoming week in Birmingham? Well, we'll have a look at tomorrow night to start with. Sunday the 19th of July at the Crown in Corporation Street, we have Flair Bakshi play the Railway, and the biggie in the Midlands is Rainbow at Stafford Bingley Hall, of course. And if you haven't got your tickets for that already, then you're far too late. Just skipping through, not in any great detail, just picking out the highlights. On Monday evening, the Billsley have Ricky Cool and the Rialtos. That should be a good one. And Paradox play the Railway on Tuesday. And also on Tuesday, Quill are at the Hunter's Moon. Wednesday night should be good. Golden Eagle have Soft Asylum, while Hamburg and Mary play the Railway. And on Thursday, next Thursday night, the 23rd, the Barrel Organ have Dark Star, while the Meerkat Cross have Britain. And rounding up with Friday at the Barrel Organ, it's Sidewinder at the Crown Incorporation Street, Atlantis. Dangerous Girls, featured on EST a couple of weeks ago, play the Golden Eagle. And last but by no means least, Grace can be seen and heard very well at the Railway. EST 4299123 is a number to ring right now if you want to contact us, and we do actually have an answering machine in operation today, so don't feel shy if you want to ring up and leave a message. Reception reports at the end of the transmission, please, when our engineers will be on hand, but for the moment, just comments on our programmes, complaints if you like, and dedications, requests for next week's broadcast. If you don't like to use a phone or you don't have one, drop us a line. EST, Box 943-190, Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16. Mail is a little bit slow getting through to us at the moment, but we are gradually getting hold of it. Well, I haven't had a chance to call in this week to collect the correspondence, so if you've written and you haven't had a reply yet, please hold on a couple of days. If you haven't heard from us from by, say, Tuesday, then please drop us another line. Or if you wrote more than a week ago and you still haven't heard, then tell you what to do. Give us a call right now on 42 99 123, and we'll sort out the problem for you. And I do like this modern machinery, don't you? It's so reliable. I don't know what's happened to the music. Perhaps it's telling me something that I ought to shut up. So instead, we'll play some more proper music. And dedicate this one to Rix and James, who'll be down in a little while. Justin Hayward and John Lodge, saved by the music, and I think I've just been as well. We'll be right back. ST, your alternative friend in sound, transmitting every Saturday afternoon and on the second and fourth Sunday evenings of each month, which doesn't mean this week, on 94.3 FM with lots of good music like that one there from the album Blue Jays. It was called Saved by the Music. Hi, Dave Cooper on EST. It's great to be with you. Thanks for tuning in, and it's a great privilege, you know, for you to be hearing me today, sacrificing my visit to the British Grand Prix to sit here and play these musics. Hope everything's going well there down at Silverstone. I see in this month's Bumbeat magazine that Birmingham rock band Street Trader have had £1,000 worth of equipment stolen from their practice hall in Longbridge. The band are offering a £100 reward for either the return of the equipment or information leading to its recovery. Stolen items included a Marshall 100-watt guitar amp, a 12-into-2 stereo mixing desk and various leads and a cassette recorder. And if you have any information on that one, then please contact your local police.
ESD, your alternative friend in sound.
Albert Hall will be along very shortly with the Memory Recall competition. In the meantime, something we do every week on this programme, and that's play a little bit of comedy. And it's my mum's birthday today, so hi to you. Don't think you'll really into the music that we're playing on this show, so I hope you like this bit of comedy instead. You probably won't, but still.
Good day. Good day. Good day again. Good day. Did you know that you've got 4 miles of tubing in your stomach?
I beg your pardon?
I said, did you know that you've got 4 miles of tubing in your stomach?
No, no, I didn't know that, no.
It's a good thing I'm here then. Aren't you interested in your intestines?
Not particularly.
Well, you should be, because if you didn't have your intestines, you wouldn't be able to digest. And then you'd look a bit of a fool. You'd look a fool without your intestines, wouldn't you? Shall I show you a diagram of your intestines? See how far the food has to travel? 4 miles at 1 mile an hour. This means that none of the food in your stomach is ever really fresh. It's all at least 4 hours old.
Fancy that!
No, I don't fancy that, thank you very much indeed. I do not fancy that in the least, thank you very much. I wish my intestines were shorter. Don't you wish your intestines were shorter?
Look, look, let's just forget about my intestines, shall we?
All right, on your own head be it. Well, I'll tell you an interesting fact. I'll tell you a really interesting fact. It's about the whale. Do you know the whale is not really a fish? It's an insect. And it lives on bananas.
The whale is an insect? I never heard such rubbish.
I know. That was a joke. Made it up. It wasn't a fact. It was a joke. But I'll tell you what is a very interesting fact. It's about the grasshopper. The interesting fact about the grasshopper is its disproportionate leaping ability due to its powerful hind legs. Hop, hop, pop it goes all over arable land. That is land what is actually tilled by Arabs. And the interesting fact about your Arab is that he can live for a whole year on one grain of rice. Imagine that, a dirty big Arab living for a whole year on one grain of rice. It's incredible.
A whole year on one grain of rice?
No. It's the mosquito that can live for a whole year on one grain of rice. You wouldn't get a filthy, dirty, great 6-foot Arab living for a whole year on one grain of rice, for heaven's sake. Your Arab needs 4 square meals a day. No, I get those two muddled up because they're next to each other in the dictionary.
What are?
Mosquitoes and mosques. But I'll tell you the really interesting fact about the grasshopper. Do you want to hear a really interesting fact about the grasshopper?
Nope.
Well, if the giraffe could leap pound for pound as high as the grasshopper, they'd avoid a lot of trouble.
Shall I tell you something? You're one of the most boring, tedious, uninteresting, monotonous, flatulent, flat-headed, cloth-eared, swivel-eyed, fornicating little gits I ever knew.
Is that a fact? How very interesting.
With Dave Cooper.
Yes, very clever. Yeah. Sit back in your chair and we'll plug it in.
Can't wait for tonight. I just think I've been blinded
That's a good time. Dave Cooper classic of the week. Led Zeppelin, of course, from In Through the Outdoor and Fool in the Rain. Before that, comedy from The Secret Policeman's Ball, John Cleese and Peter Cook with Interesting Facts. It's approaching a memory recall competition time here on EST, and I was saying earlier that I hadn't had a chance to collect all the mail from last week yet, so we're going to rerun last week's competition and give you an extra chance to win two top 75 singles of your own choice. Here's Albert Hall.
Hi, this is your Rebel Albert Hall again, speaking to you in my spare time. And we've got a little competition coming up next, so get a pen and paper or pencil and paper. You might find them where you left them, but there again, you might not. And in a minute, we'll have the competition, so stand by.
You can't run away forever. I'm
Right, I'm back again now. My timekeeping never was any good. This is the competition. What you've got to do, it's very difficult, you know, is guess who the group is and the title of the tracks.
Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy. True, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way they imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm
there. Wasn't that difficult? Now, what you've got to do is name the group, and that's a trick question, folks, and send it to
EST
Box 943
190 Monument Road,
Edgbaston,
Birmingham, B168UU. There we are. We don't often get the postcode, do we?
Brilliant. Right. See you next week. Bye.
Bye! Thanks for the competition, Albert. And before that, a piece of music from Jim Steenman, the man who was behind Meatloaf, now pursuing a solo career, and rock and roll dreams come through.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, nurse. I've come in answer to your advert on the wall next to the Eagle Laundry in Pelham Road.
An advert? Pelham Road?
Yes, your poster. You must have seen it. There's a nurse pointing at you, a Red Cross lady, actually, I believe, with a moustache and a beard.
Hmm?
Well, penciled in, of course. It says your blood can save a life.
Oh, I see. You wish to become a blood donor.
I certainly do. I've been thinking about this for a long time. No man is an island, young lady. To do one unselfish act with no thought of profit or gain is the duty of every human being. Something for the benefit of the country as a whole. What should it be, I thought? Become a blood donor or join the Young Conservatives? But as I'm not looking for a wife and I can't play table tennis, here I am.
For further information on becoming a blood donor, contact the Regional Blood Transfusion Service, Vincent Drive, Birmingham, B15 2SG, or telephone 472 3111.
Best of luck. Just think Cliff Richard might get yours. That'll slow him down a bit.
Almost coming to the end of my hour with you on EST, following me, Dave Cooper. We've got Rick St. James popping in for a few minutes, and then programming from Martin with the second and final hour of today's transmission. And don't forget the number you can call, 4299123. That'll get you through to us, or drop us a line at EST Box 943, 190 Monument Road, Edgbaston, Birmingham 16. If you're lucky enough to be on holiday at the moment, in school holidays or college holidays or whatever, and you want to know what to do in Birmingham, well, a few suggestions here. How about a visit to the Aston Hall? I mean, this is Albert Hall. open Monday to Saturday all day long, and details, in fact, of the opening times, because they close at dusk, so it does tend to vary, can be found on 327-0062. The Birmingham Railway Museum are located on the Wyke Road, Tisley, and are open Sundays 2 till 5. Blakesley Hall in Yardley, open Monday to Friday in the afternoons, 1:30 till 5:30, and that's admission free. Don't forget the Botanical Gardens in the Westbourne Road, Edgbaston, Monday to Saturday, 10:30 until dusk. And one of my favourites, the Museum of Science.